It's 104.5. Thank you so much for being up and Adam in the morning in studio. We got Shanti. What is going on, girl? Good to see you.
Hello. Good to see you, too.
I can't believe my intern Shanti is back.
I'm back.
How have you been?
I've been pretty good, you know, considering the circumstances.
What, like COVID and pandemic?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because your last year, so you graduated really just before the pandemic, right?
No, I graduated during the pandemic.
Oh, because the June of
2020.
Okay, right. So, So you didn't even walk.
I did not.
Did that hurt your feelings? Did that bum you out?
It kind of did. And at the same time, I was like, you know, if I can avoid being in a huge stadium with a bunch of people in the heat and
you know,
for a couple hours, it wouldn't be too bad. But at the end of the day, it is kind of sad. It does kind of suck, you know, seeing everyone posting their grad pics with their family and everything. And I kind of wish that I had that. But but Cal Poly just sent us an email and they were like, okay, 2020 grads, we're going to give you guys a ceremony in December.
Oh, really?
So will I go to that? I don't know.
Will you go? Do you want to go? Or are you just like, hey, it's already been over a year. I'm graduated, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I'm personally, I'm so past it at this point where I'm like, I don't think I feel the need to go back. But I think my mom really wants me to do it. She's like, Shanti, you are walking.
And, I mean, you figure a lot of people probably moved out of the area. They got on with their lives.
Yeah, like most of my friends are not here anymore.
Right.
So I'm like, should I text them and be like, please come back and walk with me so I don't do it by myself?
Yeah. So what do you think? If you had to bet right now, you think you'd do it or no?
I'd do it for my mom.
You would? Oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah.
Your mom follows me on Insta.
And she loves you.
And we'll DM back and forth. She's really sweet.
Yeah.
I played your boy Harry Styles for you.
Thank you. You know he's my favorite.
I know that you like him a lot. And that he has been replaced. He has been replaced in your heart with a real man that's actually in your life.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, there's a small piece of...
I can actually touch this one.
Yeah. A small sliver of your heart will always, I'm sure, be devoted to Harry Styles.
Always, yeah.
So we got Shanti in studio. Shanti was an intern. We met her through Take It Slow. Shanti has a beautiful voice and even more beautiful heart and soul. She's a great gal. She's very talented. Aww. I knew that you would never have trouble finding anything that you wanted to do and stuff. So you found a full-time job, to recap. Mm-hmm. You found a full-time love.
Full-time.
Which is very exciting. Mm-hmm. I'm thrilled for you. What a lucky dude. And what's the rest of your summer look like? What are you going to do? Obviously work. Are you going to go anywhere? Are you going to do anything? What are you thinking of?
Yeah. I think for the rest of the summer, we're just going to hang out.
Yeah.
But the most exciting thing is in December, me and my family and my partner, he's going to come with us, are all going to go to Ecuador and visit my family down there.
I love when you say Ecuador. you put that little stank on it. It's so cute.
Yeah.
And then we're looking at maps of Ecuador inside. See? And then I love here. Let me have you say different things.
Okay.
This is when you're hanging out with Shanti and she's looking at Ecuador. Okay. Say.
So if you and I were traveling to the island of San Cristobal, which is the capital of the Galapagos Islands, we would probably end up in Puerto Vaquerizo.
Wow.
That is where my family lives. Good. Thank you.
And then give me one more. Give me that one. Where did your mom come from?
She comes from the city called Guayaquil.
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 Guayaquil. I love that. Very cool. So that sounds fun. You're going to take your boy to Ecuador.
I am.
He's going to see all the stitchings and the threadings that made Shanti the woman who she is.
It's true.
And your mom and your whole family.
Mom, yeah.
Your family's there.
All my cousins.
Wow. Everyone.
He's got to brush up on his Spanish though, is what we keep telling him.
Well,
we got him flashcards and everything.
Good. Yeah. Get him one of those apps or whatever. And obviously, if you're talking about the way you're saying it, you got to help him out.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. he's got to be closer to my level for a while.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. Or else you could get snatched up by a...
Because my family's really funny and I don't want him to miss out on
You don't
want to
miss
jokes.
Out on the jokes.
Yeah.
And you don't want a sexy Ecuadorian gentleman to try and swoon you in front of him. He's got to be up on his Spanish.
He'd just be sitting there smiling and nodding.
Yeah, he wouldn't even know what he's saying. So, and they have apps now, and I was reading something about learning how to understand a language one word at a time. Mm-hmm. And the way that this app was, it was like a commercial for the app, but it was showing you how fast you can read when there's one word at a time. So imagine reading a paragraph, but you're just reading it one word at a time, and the screen is like going, and I'm reading this, and it's saying, do you know how fast you can read? The average person can read this many words per second when it's written on a page, but can actually read this many words a second when it's written like this. Do you know that you right now are reading at blank, blank, blank words a minute? And you're like, oh my gosh. Whoa. And it's like, and it's all fine. And that's, and the whole point of that exercise was to say, this is the way to learn a new language.
Oh,
it was really interesting. Yeah.
So maybe flashcards are the way to go.
Yeah. But a lot of these apps are really good though. You know, you do a little drill and you know, you can see maybe like you, I forgot there's one app. I have a friend who's doing it. Pepper's doing it for French.
Is it Duolingo?
Maybe. And it's got like a little, you know, you do a little drill and, but you know, 15, 20 minutes a day by December, I think he'll be good.
Yeah. He's doing that one. I used that one to learn Italian before I studied abroad and I thought it was really helpful.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So you're going to take him to Ecuador. That's going to be fun. You must be super looking forward to going back and seeing your family.
Yeah. Especially for New Year's because I've never been there for New Year's and there's like a whole festival and
cool.
Everything. Yeah.
And then what are you going to do today? When you get out of here, what are you going to get into?
I think I'm just going to hit up Linnea's, you know, my old favorite coffee shop. I used to spend hours there studying and stressing and being worried about things. So I'm glad to maybe go there and for once in my life, just relax at a coffee shop.
Good for you. Where are the hot places? I feel like every time I had my nieces in town recently, I had one of my nieces in town and she brought a friend and we went into Slow Doco. And I feel like that's a popular place for people to study.
Yeah, I studied there.
What's the bean place? Nautical Bean.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the, Kreuzberg for sure.
So many tables there. You would have like, it was competitive to get a table there.
And do they sweat you if you don't, you just buy a coffee, then get the Wi-Fi and then you can sit there for hours or what?
Yeah.
Wow.
But the good thing about Kreuzberg is they have food.
Yeah.
They've got those tots.
Yeah. And drinks now.
Yeah.
Did you know that? They got a bar.
Oh, what?
They got hard booze back there now.
I didn't know that.
At Kreuzberg, yeah.
I also just found out that they have an axe throwing place right next door.
They're doing that. That's a huge thing everywhere.
I'm like, maybe I should just go do that after this.
You know what's another big thing? Okay, so like escape rooms happened like 4 or 5 years ago. Those became huge.
Still haven't tried it.
Yeah, I haven't done it either. I need to do that. And then those became like where there's like one in every corner now. The axe throwing thing is super big.
That's so interesting.
And then you know what's another big thing now are these smash rooms. Have you seen these?
No, but so, I can imagine what it might be.
It's just like, imagine an old copier, a desk, some glasses, and they just put you, they put a shield on your head and give you a hammer and say, okay, see you back in a half hour.
Oh my gosh.
And you just get out all your frustrations, smashing-ish.
I think I would love to do that.
Yeah, doesn't that sound fun?
Yeah.
I know, so, smash
I would rooms. Smash an old, like, copier, whatever.
The thing about the axe throwing rooms is that I feel like everyone who does it, like everyone finds out that they had like a hidden talent in throwing axes. Unless it's just really easy, because every time I see someone who's like, oh, first time axe throwing, they like Instagram a story of them with an axe like right next to the bullseye. Like, is it that easy? I don't know.
Maybe it's just part of our human nature that we've forgotten.
Yeah.
The hunting part of us.
Yeah, the old Cro-Magnon comes out.
I remember me and my friends used to throw knives when we were younger.
That was fun.
At hay bales.
Uh-huh. I would do that.
Yeah, out in the country.
Uh-huh.
I'm from, you know, Reading, so.
That's just something that we used to do. Go throw some knives in hay. Hey, Shanty, you want to go throw some knives into hay bales?
It's like the little bit of country in you just came out.
Yeah.
Every once in a
while. I'll see you on Old Man Worthington's property. Meet you there.
Us at like 11 years old.
Yeah. But who knows? Maybe it is kind of like this old, you know, Neanderthal-like primitive thing that gets resurfaced in us.
There's a little part of our brain that just switches on.
Yeah. I bet it's better if you're barefooted too. Like if I'm gonna go to an axe place, I'm gonna do it barefoot.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try that too.
I like to do a lot of things bare feet.
Yeah. Climbing trees, climbing rocks.
Sure. I mean driving. I like driving
I drive barefoot all the time.
That's the best driving is barefoot driving.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So all right. Well, it has been a pleasure to see you. I'll let you go to Linnea's.
Thank you.
Get out of here.
Good to see you too.
Come back next time and sing for us.
Okay, I will sing next time.
And maybe I'll do a song with you or something.
Okay.
Could I do a duet with you too?
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, we can totally do it.
Best of luck on the rest of your summer. Don't be a stranger. And of course, I'll be talking to you through Insta and stuff. But thank you for sharing where you've been in this last time since you've been an
thank
intern at Up and Adam.
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. All right. Thank you, Shandy. Thanks for being Up and Adam.
Bye bye.
Up and Adam in the morning.